This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. President Carter met with congressional leaders today to try to work out a consensus on how to stop the coal strike. The consensus, if that's not too strong a word, is that there should be another try at negotiation before resorting to more drastic action. Barry Serafin reports.
Shuttle-style negotiations have resumed, with Labor Secretary Ray Marshall meeting separately with coal operators and union leaders, promoting the terms of an agreement reached yesterday between miners and an independent coal company as the basis for settling the strike. Marshall urged officials of the Bituminous Coal Operators Association to use the terms of the Pittsburgh and Midway Agreement, which offers somewhat higher pay, fewer strike penalties, and other provisions not offered by the coal operators. Union officials say they will accept no less from the coal operators than offered by the independent agreement. An industry source acknowledges that the operators are under a great deal of pressure now to match that independent agreement and says if there is too much foot dragging, the administration, quote, will come down on us like a ton of bricks. And congressional leaders who met with President Carter today indicated they would support any action he took to settle the strike, but still pinned their hopes on a negotiated settlement. Barry Serafin, CBS News, Washington.
More news after this.
Hello, this is Mike Allen, Steve's side. This is Steve Allen, Mike's side, with a good word from my buddies at Postal Instant Press, PIP. If you know any hard-headed business people who demand top-quality printing while they wait, without paying through the nose, ears, mouth, and throat, give them this little advice. Tell them to snuggle up nice and close to the Postal Instant Press in their neighborhood. The friendly folks at PIP will not only make them feel warm and wonderful all over, they'll print their material identical to the original. After all, when they say PIP is printing and your instant printer is PIP, they're not exactly whistling Dixie. No, sir. They're trying to tell you that when you see the red, white, and blue sign that says Postal Instant Press, you've just found the best place in town for quality instant printing. PIP.
For quality printing, here's a tip. Always rely on your nearby PIP. They'll print it fast while you wait. Take it to PIP. The printing is great.
Look for PIP or Postal Instant Press in the yellow pages under printers.
The Senate held its secret session today on charges that President Torrijos and his family have been engaged in drug trafficking in Panama. Neil Strausser has a report.
The locked door session continued throughout the day. Obviously, the senators were hearing much more detail than that revealed in the sanitized report of the Senate Intelligence Committee, released simultaneously to reporters. But even the sanitized revelations appeared to confirm some of the charges about a Panamanian drug connection. It said intelligence directly linking General Torrijos to drug smuggling has been largely secondhand and of varying reliability. But it said Torrijos' brother has been named in a U.S. indictment, and it concludes, intelligence considered reliable suggests that Torrijos knew about narcotics trafficking by government officials and did not take sufficient action to stop his brother's activities. Treaty backers like Democrat Frank Church insisted no votes had been changed.
I don't think that any senator ever labored under the illusion that General Torrijos is a saint. But then our purpose is not to canonize him, much less his brother.
Church said Torrijos won't be around through the life of the treaties, but Republican Bob Dole said he will be implementing the treaties and handling the funds now going to Panama.
You could drain off the funds. There's nothing that indicates that you have to spend all the revenues to keep the canal open. And
still, Dole held back from saying he would vote against the treaties because of Torrijos. Neil Strausser, CBS News, the U.S. Senate.
More news when The World Tonight continues.
Take your family to Sambo's, where kids and grown-ups agree.
Hot dogs, cheeseburgers,
fried shrimp.
Hey, New York steak.
It's a fact. Sambo's has something for everyone. 181 delicious items in all.
It's just what the family ordered. Sambo's.
Who else has as big a choice as Sambo's?
Can I have a raspberry rocket for dessert?
Just when you need a really versatile suit, Sears appears with vested four-piece suits at a $30 savings. Regularly $119, now just $89. The suit reversible vest and contrasting slacks start with fine Dacron woven fabrics in a variety of patterns and colors. They end up making six fashionably different outfits. Whenever you're looking for a great fashion buy, Sears appears. On sale through March 4th in larger Sears men's stores. Prices and dates may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Egypt and Cyprus are still at odds over responsibility for the tragic mix-up in which 15 Egyptian commandos were killed by Cypriot troops as they tried to free the hostages on that hijacked plane Sunday. Cyprus insists the attack came as a surprise. Egypt denies it. Mike Lee has a report from Cairo.
Egyptian Army Brigadier Nabil Shukri, who personally led the raid, said he had waited on the ground at Larnaca for an hour and a half before he launched his so-called rescue mission, and only after talks between the Cypriots and the hijackers had failed. This, of course, runs counter to Cypriot claims that the talks were underway at the time of the shootout began. In another development, Hussein Risk, one of the Egyptian hostages, told CBS News that the terrorists, although frightened by the shootout into giving up, had been expecting new passports from the Cypriots and safe passage off the island. Hostage Risk claimed the Cypriot authorities missed at least two opportunities to shoot the terrorists and free the hostages before the Egyptians landed on the island. Mike Lee, CBS News, Cairo.
Bombs and bullets have killed about 1,800 people in Northern Ireland since the trouble between Catholics and Protestants began 10 years ago, and there's no end in sight. Today, the funerals began again, this time for the 12 victims of the bomb in a Belfast hotel Friday night. Bob McNamara reports.
The shops along the main street of Bangor, Northern Ireland, closed for 3 hours today. Outside the First Presbyterian Church, more than 500 stood quietly in the street, while inside the church, nearly 600 more attended the funeral service for Ian and Elizabeth McCracken. The McCrackens were married in the First Presbyterian Church 18 months ago. And last Friday night, when an IRA bomb exploded in a crowded restaurant outside Belfast, the McCracken couple and 10 other people were killed. In a bitter message to the congregation today, a minister said, "We appear helpless in a society that seems to protect the criminal. Criminals who should receive proper punishment to fit their crimes." Today, police rounded up 13 more suspects in connection with that disastrous bombing. And most of the suspects were said to be IRA members. Earlier, 20 others were taken into custody, but a few have been released. So far, the bombers are still unknown. And tomorrow, around Belfast, more victims of what they call the Friday Night Massacre will be buried. Bob McNamara, CBS News, Bangor, Northern Ireland.
The Wall Street story in a moment.
Come, let's follow a most remarkable cold medicine on its journey of relief. A medicine is contact. The same 12-hour contact you can buy. Though it weighs no more than an aspirin, the capsule is packed with enough medicine to help relieve cold symptoms caused by every known virus. A sip of water, and we're off. Contact begins its work. The 600 tiny time pills leave the capsule on their own important journey, each in turn releasing its precious medicine into your bloodstream, where it's needed most. Relief begins. Incredibly, for the next 12 hours, the virus symptoms, your sneezing, swollen membranes, congestion, will be held at bay. All day while you work, all night while your body rests and restores itself. All day, all night relief, no matter what cold virus attacks. That's the wonder of contact. Give your cold to contact. Take only as directed.
Stocks on the downward side, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 749, down 3.38. Average price per share down 12 cents on the New York Exchange. Average price unchanged on the American. Wall Street on this World Tonight.